The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome once again to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here this morning with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we have a very, very full agenda for you today, as always. So good morning, Dr. Slavin.
Good morning, Janet.
And I know you have a very, very nice pile of research and you have some interesting topics to discuss. But first of all, I want to ask you about the special event that AMT Centers had on Saturday morning. Everybody got up bright and early, got here 8 o'clock.
Well, everybody came that said they were coming. That was nice. And the one thing that stood out to me is I can understand people coming to a drawing center where they can choose the labs they want and pay for it out of pocket. And many of them did. I guess bothered me a little bit was there were some of the people that had insurance, you know, and their doctors aren't ordering the tests that could be very helpful, the information to the patient. Doctors are ordering basically the basic simple tests, a CBC, a chem panel. They might order a thyroid test.
Is there a cholesterol in that chem panel?
No, that's a separate panel.
Okay.
You know, so that they could order, but, you know, our prices are really very good for I remember the prices they gave out for a total cholesterol, an HDL, an LDL, and a triglyceride was $40 for that panel.
Whoa, fabulous.
You know, but what struck me is that now these were, some of them were HMO people getting even fewer tests than the other doctors are ordering. Now, there could be an explanation for that, a couple of explanations. Doctors are only ordering tests when it helps them determine what prescription drugs to put people on. That's one thought. So as far as prescription drugs, you don't need to order a lot of tests because that's not going to help you because most of what goes wrong with people has nothing to do with a drug deficiency. It has to do with the way you're treating your body.
Okay, so I'm thinking the top three most often prescribed drug categories, antibiotics, blood pressure medication, and cholesterol medication.
I put digestive.
Okay, acid blockers, all that kind of thing. Okay.
Antibiotics are overused. If you were to get to the bottom of the digestive problems, you wouldn't need the acid blockers. High blood pressure, again, in the short term might be necessary, but if you correct the underlying problem, which is usually insulin resistance.
Or even a magnesium deficiency. And I see so many people who are taking calcium and very, very high doses of calcium at their doctor's recommendation, but they don't necessarily take magnesium. And if they are taking magnesium, the form of the supplement they might be taking is a poor quality. And even if you were to test their magnesium levels, the serum magnesium doesn't tell you very much. You need the red blood cell magnesium test.
Now, think about this for a second. The you have two people, same age. One person has adult onset diabetes and the other one doesn't. They both eat a standard American diet.
Uh-oh.
It's pretty poor, you know, high in carbohydrates. But one doesn't get the diabetes, the other does. And maybe, magnesium levels play a role there, too.
Wow.
You know, for insulin, for your body's performance. You know, all these nutrients are important for the function of the body. Another major category, never being ordered for these patients from other doctors, inflammatory markers.
Okay, so sed rate and...
fibrinogen, cardio-CRP, homocysteine. There are a few other fancy ones, the LPPLA2, which is an interesting one because if that's elevated, that one directs you right to the lining of the blood vessels, telling you they're prone to rupture. So that's one you really want to be aware of. Myeloperoxidase, endothelin. There's a lot of things that can give you feedback to tell you there's something wrong with your body. But if you just do the tests that doctors are routinely doing, you're going to miss all that.
Okay. Are the doctors doing any tests? Like you mentioned, the acid blockers category of drugs, a very, very highly high rate of written prescriptions for that category. Are the doctors just going from the symptoms that the patient is reporting to write that prescription, or are they doing tests?
I would say initially, well, let me just say this. You can get over-the-counter acid blockers, so I'm willing to bet most patients are coming to the doctor for over-the-counter. And here's an interesting thing that a patient told me last week. They said that, doctor wrote him a prescription for an acid blocker, the prescription strength, 40 milligrams a day. And it was outrageously expensive.
Really?
So when I went to the, pharmacy and bought the same drug at the over-the-counter dose, which is 20 milligrams, and they knew the math. They could take two of those. Now you're talking about, $10, $20 or something for the same prescription. It's unbelievable what's going on.
Okay, so sometimes does insurance cover that higher price prescription strength?
If you have a prescription plan, they might cover it.
Okay.
But I don't know to what degree they cover it or not. But, a lot of funny business going on with, healthcare.
A lot of funny business going on with where certain drugs are manufactured. It's really interesting because the FDA is turning very intense scrutiny on the supplement industry and talking about where certain supplements are made and they're not very high quality manufacturing facilities. But my guess is that the FDA has not necessarily investigated or taken a look at any of the facilities where some of the pharmaceuticals are manufactured, and certainly in less than ideal conditions. And a lot of those name brand drugs are coming from facilities in China and things that have not been investigated by the FDA.
I would tend to agree with that.
Well, that's good.
Probably.
I like it when we're in agreement,
So later in the week, there's a topic I want to talk about, which was very interesting. I don't know if you saw this, just about how, we try to, the listeners to this radio show try to stay as healthy as they can. And they take steps to do that. They eat organic, they take supplements. They exercise, they watch their weight. I mean, all the things that you're told you need to do. And then a report comes out that industrial toxins are getting into our environment when they should be disposed of in a proper way.
Okay, where are you going to dispose them? Are you going to fill up the Grand Canyon? What are you going to do with all of that toxic waste?
But here's what they're doing. Here's the interesting thing. The EPA regulates toxic chemical emissions under the Clean Water Act and the Clean Air Act when industry dumps waste into local sewage treatment plants. Those same chemicals become exempt from regulation when they're turned into fertilizer. So that's what they've been doing.
Heartbreaking.
They've been concealed in fertilizer, applied to our farmlands, and sold to us as potting soil. So, this is unbelievable. And, part of the problem there is that, and we've talked about this problem before, the scientists for the EPA are all bought off. you know, to just agree with what the EPA wants. It's not a, no, and if you disagree with the EPA, you get fired.
How about all of our legislators who are now on record as being very supportive of genetically modified organisms as part of our food supply?
Perfect. Another perfect example. Why is that? They're being bought off by the lobbyists who represent those companies. And if they want to keep getting the money, they're going to, you know, have to say that. But here's the most interesting. Before we get off the topic of the event last Saturday, there was tremendous interest in it, and we were actually all the spots were filled for that event. So we have another one coming up December 5th, same time, same place, between 8 in the morning and 11 in the morning. You can come fasting, so you can get additional testing, like a fasting insulin level, for example. Or, and plus you can get all your other tests done if you want to do a lipid panel or inflammatory markers or check your hormones out.
I think there were a lot of people who were very surprised at the special event prices that were available for certain tests, the additional tests, like a vitamin D test, a thyroid panel, different tests like that, that tend to be extremely expensive and kind of make the decision for the patient that I can't spend that kind of money. And so those event prices were very, very attractive.
Exactly. And what happens to a lot of patients, they'll order lab work from the labs that we're all familiar with. And if your insurance doesn't cover it, you get a bill for an extremely high price. And it doesn't have to be that way. You can get those same tests for a very manageable price.
Yes. Yes.
Unfortunately, the doctors should be doing this for the patients. They're not ordering the tests. Now, what we try to do is empower the patients, not just about going and having the blood tests that you need, the information you need to get, but the information you need to know about to keep yourselves as healthy as possible. And the more we learn, just what kind of uphill struggle we're all fighting, because, like you mentioned about glyphosate, speaking of glyphosate for a second, that's the active carcinogen in Roundup from Monsanto. They're finding it in women's personal hygiene products, glyphosate.
Wasn't that such a sad discovery?
Yeah, because the cotton is part of the ingredients, and the cotton is all genetically modified, and it's going to be in there. Now you're placing a carcinogen into your body unknowingly. It's not on the label, by the way. I guess you're going to start seeing on those products maybe GMO-free. Maybe you should, or they do have products that say organic, right?
Yes, there are many different options so that women don't expose themselves to such terrible contaminants. That music means it's time for us to take a break here on Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin. We'll be right back. At AMT Centers, testing is designed to give you important information before symptoms of disease appear. You get the information needed to evaluate potential disease development. With cutting-edge labs such as Singulex, Innovative, Genova, Doctors Data, and many more, you'll receive definitive evaluations of health issues before problems arise. Learn more at amtcenters.com or call 754-216-2332. 754-216-2332.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health, but want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule remote consultations with Janet Cimarelli at janetcimarelli.com. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations via telephone, Skype, or email with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at JanetCimarelli.com. And tune in to hear Janet on Natural Doc Radio, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m., right here on AM 1470 WNN.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin. And on the agenda today that you want to talk about, Dr. Slavin.
We've all heard about saunas. I think we all know about saunas. I wonder how many of us actually use a sauna. Maybe what I'm about to say might make you think about that.
Okay, well, I'll have some questions for you after we progress through the information.
Because I don't think people really appreciate the benefits of sauna. they think about it maybe as just relaxation. Maybe they don't like the idea of just sitting in a hot room for an extended period of time. I think there was an article published in the American College of Cardiology said that just 15 minutes a day in the sauna for 14 days improved the function of the endothelial cells in the arteries by 40%.
Wow, that's very, very interesting. it would be interesting. Okay, so I'm thinking about the countries in the world where saunas are very, the use of saunas is very prevalent. Thinking of the Scandinavian nations and Russia and so on, and that it is literally part of the culture to have your daily sauna or even, at least several times a week, followed by a cold plunge. And I think that that also is very, very stimulating for circulation, enhancing of good health, very detoxifying. Now, you're smiling at me, Dr.
Well, I think,
why are you smiling?
I just think the cold plunge part of it make people avoid the whole thing altogether. You don't need to do the cold plunge.
Okay, but you don't need to do. Oh, Dr. Slavin, you don't have to immerse your whole body in the cold plunge, and it is water that's probably 25, 30 degrees, something like that, and very cold, very cold. But it's for a second. It isn't that you stay in it.
Another study showed that it was particularly helpful for congestive heart failure. Again, just 4 weeks in the sauna, 13 of 15 patients had significant decreases in blood pressure and improvement in their ejection fraction. So it really helped there. The other uses where it can be helpful: chronic fatigue, depression, rheumatoid arthritis, musculoskeletal pains, and skin conditions. But the reason I'm bringing up this topic is because of a new study. And believe it or not, it comes out of the University of Eastern Finland.
Well, since it comes out of the University of Eastern Finland, I want to know what the rates of heart disease, congestive heart failure, high blood pressure are in those nations before we give homage to the sauna. And keep in mind, I'm a fan of the saunas.
If my memory serves me properly, they have a high incidence of cardiovascular disease.
I kind of thought that, but they also have a very high percentage of smokers, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So here's what the study looked at. Middle-aged men who visited the sauna most frequently were 40% less likely to die from all causes during a 10-year period compared to men who went least often. So they said spending longer in the sauna on each visit was also a plus. So, you know, 15 minutes was better than 10 minutes. 20 minutes was better than 15 minutes. And on each visit, it also decreased the risk of death, with the greatest benefit coming from visits of 20 minutes or more. So, so it's interesting that, you know, they don't have an explanation yet for why that is. It was just an observational study. You had groups of men taking saunas compared to groups of men not getting it. Let's follow up and see what happens to them. You know, in Finland, as we mentioned earlier, they have a longstanding tradition of sauna use. You know, a lot of times saunas, or traditions anyway, are based on evidence. I'm not using the word scientific evidence, or observation.
Observational evidence
right.
is real.
And the traditional Finnish sauna is 80 to 100 degrees Celsius. Now, I'm going to have to do my, conversions to see what that is, but that's pretty hot. You know, that's, you know, 100 degrees Celsius is 212 Fahrenheit. So they're going pretty hot. But with the dry saunas, that's your far infrared saunas, you don't have to really go as hot to get the same benefit.
What's the temperature in Celsius that you mentioned in those?
So 100 degrees Celsius is 212 Fahrenheit. 0 degrees Celsius is 32 degrees Fahrenheit. The research was conducted on 2,300 men between the ages of 42 and 60. The average age was 53. Their body mass index was a little elevated, 26.9, but that might be typical. So they're not only overweight in this country, they're a little overweight there in that age group. At the start of the study, all the participants filled out questionnaires because they wanted to know what were your risk factors. For example, your activity level, your alcohol consumption, blood pressure, smoking, socioeconomic status, and also what medications you were using, what chronic diseases you had. Everything was confirmed by a doctor. The researchers then measured everybody's blood pressure, body mass index, cholesterol, and checked heart and lung fitness. So they were looking at all the people in the study. And the researchers then looked at how many men died. So you knew all this information about these men, including their sauna use. In 10 years of follow-up from cardiovascular disease, coronary heart disease, sudden cardiac death, and also cardiac arrest, plus all causes, you know, they had a record of all these people. And then the deaths from other causes were looked at separately, including some causes with a cardiovascular component, such as cancer, a ruptured aortic aneurysm, pulmonary embolism. And I'm not sure this is a good thing or a bad thing, but they excluded men who died within 5 years of the start of the study. So I don't know if that would have changed things. That might have skewed the statistics. So the researchers found that compared with those who went to the sauna only once a week or less, those who went 2 to 3 times per week were 24% less likely to die from all causes, 22% less likely from sudden cardiac death, 23% less likely from coronary heart disease, and 27% less likely from cardiovascular disease. Now, there were some subgroups in there that had even better responses. If you made 4 to 7 visits per week, you had a 40% reduced risk of dying from all causes, 66% risk of dying from sudden cardiac death, 48% reduced risk from coronary heart disease, and a 50% lowered risk of dying from all cardiovascular disease in general. So it was, that's pretty impressive numbers. Now, you know, one might argue at the top, well, maybe people that are taking the effort or making that effort to go to a sauna every day are making the effort to take better care of themselves with everything.
Okay, maybe they're coming out of the sauna very, very thirsty, and they're drinking copious amounts of water, and that revised intake of water consumption might be a contributing beneficial factor?
Well, I think. But, you know, that's why they sometimes they do studies like this. It's just an observational study. They may not know why this is. Maybe they'll look into it further. But nevertheless, do you think it's just a coincidence? I mean, that's the thing. Like, for example, you say people that drink coffee drive more, you know, and but there's no correlation there. You know, it's just, you know, just an observation, but there's no direct correlation that you tend to drive more if you drink coffee or you know what I'm saying? It's just no cause and effect there. So is there a causal relationship between the two? And there seems to be, because those numbers are pretty striking, because they, presumably when you do a study, you have age match control. So the people in...
You have age match controls, and so okay. So what we're talking about here is establishing the validity of a study done like this, but this is part of the step-by-step creation of recommended approaches for people to help themselves. So truly, it's very, very low cost in order to avail yourself of the benefits associated with sauna. Using the sauna, and it doesn't necessarily matter whether it is the far infrared sauna or the regular typical sauna. And it's important to know that there are very subtle variations in the different types of saunas that are used. Some of the sauna, when people are taking a sauna, sometimes a certain kind of massage is recommended. You know, so there are little different things that people should know about, but the important bottom line here is if you have access to a sauna, use it. Helpful for your circulation, your blood pressure. My opinion is one of the most important aspects of what a sauna will do for you is supporting your immune system. When you raise your body temperature, you're killing off all manner of problematic bacteria, viruses, different pathogenic microorganisms that, if allowed to proliferate in your body, have the possibility of creating symptoms, creating disease states. But using a sauna, very, very detoxifying. And, you know, step by step, you saw all of the different benefits that were found in this study.
Well, the perspiration is an excellent way of ridding your body of a lot of toxins that may not come out in other ways. So that's something to think about. If you really want to do everything you can to be as healthy as you can, think about adding sauna to your daily regimen.
Okay, so there are portable far infrared saunas that are very, very reasonably priced and easy to use and don't require a whole drain on your electrical supply. And then there are freestanding, beautiful wooden saunas that are available as well that will accommodate one person, two people, or more than two people. And just so overall beneficial to your health. That music means that it's time for us to take a break here on Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we're here for your good health. We'll be right back.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Dr. Herbert Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor. We are located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill. And you can find us on the web at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center. Staffed by professionals with over 15 years experience, clean, comfortable, and efficient. We guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest price. We test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. We draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostic, Singulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call us today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
The Institute of Advanced Medicine introduces holistic and comprehensive ways to maintain your health, maintain your energy and immunity, your flexibility and your wellness. The team of specialists at the Institute of Advanced Medicine offer all the services to enhance and support all categories of function, health, and well-being. You can call 954-748-4991 to make an appointment today. 954-748-4991. And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin. I just want to let everybody know that Dr. Slavin's office has my Janna juice and my Janna biotic and the Janna lips. So if any of you are looking for the benefits associated with combining the Janna biotic, a very, very specific list of probiotic substances, and the Janna juice, again, a very specific list of fruit extracts in a capsule. So you get all of the benefits, the antioxidant, anti-inflammatory benefits of Janna juice in an easy to swallow capsule. When you combine it with the Janna biotic, very, very supportive of antioxidant activity and anti-inflammatory. And that's kind of what we're talking about here. When we're talking about getting rid of toxic debris, one of the reasons that you want to detoxify is because of the inflammatory response trigger that is associated with toxic debris. So getting rid of it with the sauna, awesome. But protect your healthy cells with antioxidant nutrients. Dr. Slavin?
Well, speaking about toxins a lot, and you ever have triphenyl phosphate?
I have not, and I think I'm kind of glad. Am I glad?
Well, it's a plasticizer.
Ooh.
And we've talked about plastics. You want to avoid them at all costs. They're endocrine disruptors, may be involved in why we see such a high incidence of breast cancer, for example. Where do you find triphenyl phosphate?
My guess is in very common exposures. Give me the bad news, Dr.
Well, you see it in flame retardants for furniture.
Okay.
But you also see it in nail polish.
Okay. So here's the thing. Flame retardants, protective chemicals for upholstery and draperies and things like that, carpets. We have this very, very benign sounding Scotch Guard. That sounds protective. That sounds positive, but not so much.
Well, this particular ingredient, triphenyl phosphate, they abbreviated TPHP. women are exposed to it through nail polish. Did you know that?
I saw that article about the nail polish.
Yeah, did you know that?
Very scary.
$768 million on nail polish was spent in 2012.
How much?
$768 million.
Oh.
American women
spent that. It's very interesting. I have no idea, but probably I'm going to say maybe 4 or 5 years ago, I stopped wearing nail polish. I always used to use just mostly the clear nail polish, but I stopped using that too. Women don't necessarily know that they can buff their nails and get a natural shine to them. And now looking at my fingernails, I think I need to do that.
Well, they, you know, they studied this by looking at the or checking for the presence in women of the biomarker of the chemical, and they found that in the urine a biomarker of that chemical is sharply increased. And the problem is they're not labeling it as an ingredient in the in their nail polish.
Okay, so we have selective ingredient lists and things. What a surprise.
They used 10 different nail polishes in this study. They found traces of this ingredient in 8 of them. 2 of the 8 polishes containing TPHP did not have the ingredient listed on their label. So I think that's a problem. You know, you could look at nail polish. You want to avoid something with that ingredient. It may not be there. Now, the question is, how did it get into the women's bodies? I don't think it was absorbed directly through the nail. I think it's the fumes that you're inhaling while you're doing nail polishing.
Okay. Because those are very, very strong fumes. And if you go into a nail salon that isn't very well ventilated, the fumes can be overwhelming. And the people who are in there day after day after day working,
Those are the people,
enormous.
I think, a tremendous risk.
Right.
I don't know how you get around that risk, but...
Proper ventilation. There are certainly very, very efficient ways of removing toxic air.
TPHP, and that's the chemical in the nail polish we're talking about, is also a neurotoxin, so it's an endocrine disruptor. It's a neurotoxin. When they inject it into cats, 2 of the 6 cats became paralyzed after 16 to 18 days.
We can't.
But nobody uses it that way.
Okay. But That's terrible. Who is the human being that thought that that was a reasonable way to test a chemical? That's heartbreaking. Something is wrong with the mental status of the person who believes that that's a good test.
So, it just should be, you should look at the labels. Now, in the health food stores, they sell nail polish, right?
They sell nail polish. I have to say, I don't, right off the top of my head, know the different brand names of the nail polish that's sold in the health food stores.
Okay. Well, let me give you some of these names I recognize. These are the brands selling nail polish that contain TPHP. Sally Hansen, Essie, OPI, Butter London, Revlon I heard of, Milani, Wet n Wild, Spa Ritual, Orly, The Balm, Nuance by Salma Hayek, Maybelline, and Beauty Without Cruelty.
So Beauty Without Cruelty has that toxic chemical. Interesting.
Yeah, I wonder, you know, it's well, they don't say what it does.
So Beauty Without Cruelty does not test their products on animals, but they are providing them to humans.
Well, here's an interesting thing now. So maybe I was wrong when I thought it was by inhalation, because I looked into that. When participants wore gloves and applied the polish to synthetic nails, the urinary levels of the metabolite did not change appreciably. However, when they applied the polish directly to their own nails, the levels of the DPHP, which is the biomarker in the urine, increased sharply.
Well, the number of years ago that I stopped using nail polish, I became aware, I don't know how, I don't remember how, that yes, you did absorb problem. You absorbed chemicals through your nails. And what I was most concerned about was nail polish remover. I wasn't so concerned about the nail polish, but I knew that I really didn't want to be using that nail polish remover.
No,
so
this is
I stopped using nail polish.
I don't know what the best approach is, but it's being absorbed through the nail because these are actually solvents. The nail polish, well, I mean, that's the smell. And, of course, like you said, the remover, too, makes, you know, while you're removing it, you're also putting it in, too, because you're increasing the absorption.
And it's very interesting because there's a new kind of polish that came out probably about 2 years ago, and it's a gel polish, and it hardens to a much harder extent than regular nail polish. So it will be 2 weeks of chip free, which is a big issue when you're using nail polish, that the polish gets chipped and it doesn't look so beautiful. And then they have to have a certain substance, another chemical, to remove this very, very, very hard gel polish.
So, you think this is it's a good product or not so good?
Chemical. I mean, a deliberate choice to expose yourself to a wide range of different negative chemicals. And, you know, I understand people deciding that they're going to do that. It does look so pretty. But I guess I moved out of that realm where I'm looking for solely the attractive look. And as I said, you can really fix up your nails buffing so that they look lovely.
Well, so we're talking about, putting things on your body. You wouldn't even think of that being an issue, nail polish, because you don't think of your nails as, it really is dead epithelial tissue, but it can be penetrated by these.
They talk about your fingernails breathing. So there is an exchange of gases through your fingernails. So when you're covering that up all the time, that exchange is interrupted. It's a very, as I see it, it is a problematic thing. However, I'm very much, unfortunately, out of step with standard American thought process, and that, we have some good information coming up for you after this break. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we'll be right back.
Did you know that you can be eating a healthy diet, but that your body may not be absorbing the vitamins and nutrients from your foods? Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a premier blood draw center servicing Genova Diagnostics Lab. Genova offers an advanced comprehensive blood test that identifies your body's deficiencies in absorbing vitamins, nutrients, and essential cofactors. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard in Lauderhill. They offer an on-time appointment guarantee and the lowest price guarantee. Schedule your appointment today for a blood draw for the Genova Diagnostics Nutritional Evaluation Test. Call Advanced Medical Testing Centers at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com.
Janet Cimarelli is a licensed nutrition counselor and co-host of Natural Doc Radio. Are you in search of the fountain of youth, trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy? There are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Through her remote counseling sessions, she works with many clients to help them manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. She can help you maintain optimal health that will have you looking and feeling young again. She offers sessions through telephone, Skype, or email. Sessions are 30 minutes long, and she provides you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. Schedule your appointment today at JanetCimarelli.com. Don't wait. Your clock is ticking.
Never. And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. Okay, Dr. Slavin, what do you have for us now?
Well, we were talking about nail polish, and who would have thought that it would be absorbed through the nail into your skin, wind up circulating in women's bodies. The toxic ingredient in many nail polishes is a plasticizer, an estrogen disruptor. It's a neurotoxin. You know, who wants to do that? Another area that you wouldn't, well, apparently people aren't paying any attention to either, are tattoos. So what is a tattoo? It's they're made from dyes.
Metallic salts. Plastics suspended in a carrier solution.
Well, here's the interesting thing. In the European Commission's report on the health risks of tattooing, they noted that close to 40% of organic colorants, now this is organic now, organic colorants used in permanent tattoos in Europe are not even approved for use on the skin as a cosmetic ingredient. And just under 20% of the colorants studied contained a carcinogenic aromatic amine. Many of the chemicals found were originally intended for use in writing and printer inks, as well as automobile paints. These inks are injected deep enough into the skin that often tattoos will not even be destroyed by severe burns. So, I mean, so what are people thinking when they're putting these poisons on their body, injecting them under the skin? In America, the FDA regulates some of the ingredients in cosmetics worn on the skin, and vitamins and drugs and food additives ingested in the body. How interesting. It does not regulate these toxic inks that are put under the skin. And here's what they say. Because of other public health priorities,
harassing supplement manufacturers,
and a previous lack of evidence of safety concerns, the FDA has not traditionally regulated tattoo inks or the pigments used in them. Well, wonder how they decide that that's okay. But then again, cigarette smoking is legal too. I'm not against tattoos, by the way. Don't get me wrong. What I am against is not giving the people the information that they require to make an informed decision. Should I get a tattoo? Should I not? Is it safe? Is it not safe? Am I willing to take the risk to have a picture on my body?
Okay, so some of the inks have mutagenic capacity.
Well, here's the thing. They're proprietary inks. In other words, they're trade secrets. They don't want anybody to know what's in there.
To protect, you know, a certain color, a certain design that marks a tattoo artist distinctive.
So you think when they say it's teratogenic, people know what you're talking about?
No.
But if you say birth defects, that they know. Of course, carcinogenic, everybody knows.
Biochemical reactions that may take decades to appear. And the FDA doesn't list cancer and their list of potential tattoo effects. And they talk about infection. They talk about allergic reactions, scar formation. Very interesting.
Well, here's an interesting one. And I got to ask the doctor that runs an MRI if he's seen problems with tattoos. But MRI complication, that means there must be metal in those tattoos.
Wow.
Here's another interesting comparison. The job of testing and legislating the use of tattoo pigments in permanent cosmetics, that's a good way of calling a tattoo, a permanent cosmetic, is left to the state. In California, specific ingredients are prohibited, and the state will even legally pursue companies who failed to disclose tattoo pigment ingredients. And they recently brought suit against 9 pigment and ink manufacturers for inadequate labeling.
Okay, so then they're talking about the carrier solution. It can be alcohol, antifreeze, detergents, formaldehyde, and other aldehydes. Oh, my goodness.
Well, antifreeze is alcohol, you know.
Yes, polyethylene, glycol. Oh, dear. And one of the things that I tell people all the time is read the small print on very, very inexpensive supplement formulas. It is not unusual to see polyethylene glycol as a component in these very inexpensive supposedly nutritional supplements. And Miralax, a laxative that across the board, if somebody discusses the problem of constipation with their physician, the recommendation is Miralax. What is the sole ingredient in Miralax? Polyethylene glycol. Horrible. Talk about creating leaky gut syndrome, creating all sorts of lower digestive system problems. Polyethylene glycol will get you there.
So I think this is what's happened. I think probably the original tattoos were okay. You know, they didn't have all these chemicals that were made up, synthesized. They used natural ingredients of ground up minerals and carbon black. I guess they didn't last long either. I don't know. But right now, when
wouldn't it be enough to last a lifetime?
But right now, they're using a lot of inorganic materials like titanium dioxide and iron oxides, and they're adding that to the carbon black. Then they're using azo dyes and acridine, quinoline, phthalocyanine, naphthol derivatives, dyes made from ash and other mixtures. And the current popular one is abbreviated ABS plastic, and they're putting it in there. And you know what? There haven't been any studies on the long-term use of putting these chemicals under your skin and into your body.
Okay. One of our listeners wants to know, after a sauna, when your pores are wide open, what are the dangers associated of contamination with chlorinated water? A very, very important point. You know, we can't afford enough penta water
I have a whole house filter that takes out the chlorine. And you have to consider that. Now, don't blame the sauna. When you go into a hot shower, your pores open right away anyway. So you can do it on your own without the sauna. You go into a shower, it's warm, your pores open, you're exposed to the chlorine.
Well, the health food stores have shower filters.
Right,
so you can
screw that on there. $30 or $40 for those things.
Right. And they probably last more than 6 months. Mm-hmm. So it truly is a small price to pay to minimize the inhalation of chlorine when you're in a hot shower, as well as that chlorine penetrating the open pores of your skin.
So, I mean, that's a thought, but I think the real issue is not don't avoid the sauna, avoid the chlorine.
It's very interesting because it has become very popular to do henna tattoos on your hands. And they're talking here about some of the, and the henna tattoos are just essentially painted on your skin. They're not penetrating the skin, as far as I know. And that they can cause a delayed reaction and a problem with PABA sunscreen, other topical anesthetics, and possibly even using certain hair dyes. So if you think that you're a very highly sensitive individual and you're going to one of those henna parties, maybe you want to think again.
But all right, back to saunas for a second. Jumping in the cold water is probably their way of closing the pores.
Right.
So you know, they were concerned about that.
It's very invigorating. I can see it being so positive a thing with regard to cardiovascular issues, how your blood vessels work. You know, when there's toxic debris accumulated on your blood vessels, that natural blood pump function of your blood vessels is interrupted. So that sauna may loosen debris, that cold challenge, again, stimulate the contraction relaxation that's normal as part of how your blood vessels function.
And here's something, you know, I don't know, some people might say, well, if I don't like the tattoo, I'll have it removed. But you should be aware that some of the pigments used, especially yellow number 7, are phototoxic and may break down into toxic chemicals in the body when you remove them because they're using ultraviolet light and laser. That's how they're removing these tattoos. And the end products wind up in your kidneys and liver, adding to your total body burden.
And that's what we're concerned about here on Natural Doc Radio, understanding what your total body burden is associated with toxic exposures and how to keep yourself healthy. And you've been tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Zimmerelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we'll be back tomorrow at 10 a.m. right here on 1470. Thanks for listening.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.